question. You guys have been together so long, you and Brandon and Vinny and Bo Allen's been here 4 or 5 years. How much of a benefit is it that this whole group has been together so long and you know each other so long?
I mean, I think it's great when you got guys like you just mentioned that's been around for a long time. The chemistry that we have, I mean, the communication that we all work on, and I think having been here for so long, that on the field it just helps us play that much faster and know where each guy be.
That's so rare these days. I mean, you feel kind of like it's a real blessing that you get this unit has been able to stay together.
It is a blessing. And I mean, Bo do a great job when he is in the game. And me being able to play beside BG for so long, man, that it's just come. I mean, it's just so much stuff that we do together, and so the little things that people don't see, like timing, and when we're running, third and long, when I may be outside, he may know I'm outside, he comes inside and make the play, and I think those little things right there is what's got us where we are right now.
Fletcher, to follow up to that, how has Tim Jernigan kind of fit into that group that's been here together for such a
long time? I mean, I think Timmy, when he got here, he fit right in. I mean, it took him a little time to get up to the scheme and, the type of way we play defense. But once he learned it, once he figured everything out, I think he fit right in. And he just, just plays better every week. I mean, he bring it every week. And it was a big compliment to have him, beside me. And, that way teams can't just scheme up on one D tackle. They got to stop two people.
You've seen Brandon now all year move inside on third downs. How's he look as a defensive tackle?
I do help him. At first, I told him, I said, man, early in the season, I was like, hey, it's nothing like being a defensive end. He said, what do you mean? I said, everything happened quick in there. I said, the guys are a little bit more athletic. There's not a whole lot of space. And, he took advantage of it. Sometimes he uses speed. And that's the thing about having a defensive end playing D-tackle. I think BG, Brandon, he just uses his speed and switch things up for offensive guards. And, that's uncomfortable for guys that's, to block. Smaller guys like Brandon.
What kind of advantages the crowd for the pass rushers, for the defensive line, the defense?
I mean, it makes it hard for them. I mean, obviously, they'll be on the road, and, they'll be going on silent count, and, they'll have things that they've worked on during the week. But, when we're keyed on the ball and getting off, it's hard for the quarterback to make checks. It's hard for the center to, to point to protection and all those type of things. So it's really an advantage for us.
They have a rookie center. How's he done?
I think, honestly, he's probably one of the best O-linemen. I've watched him, and he don't make a lot of mistakes. He's really, real competitive. He got an edge about him. And, of course, y'all see me line up on the center a lot during the season, and I'm looking forward to going against him.
How's Keenum in the pocket in terms of running plays, when he has to extend plays? Is he sometimes hard to bring down? Movements.
Yeah, he's slippery. Like I said yesterday, I think it's going to take, the biggest part of this game for the defensive line, I think it's going to take the two inside guys, pushing and getting his face and kind of make him uncomfortable. Let him make those throws that he's been making all year. And I think, once we do get our hands on him, we need to get him on the ground and not let him, slip out of there and make a big play down the field.
Sounds like you've become one of the leaders of the defense over the last couple of years. Having a guy like Malcolm around, how much have you learned about leadership from him?
I mean, sometimes, me and Malcolm are two different guys. Malcolm, he's more of a vocal guy, and, he gets things done. And, when he talk, I listen. And when I talk, he listen. And the thing about learning from Malcolm is, being a leader is not just about, just all rah-rah, just not being about the oldest person on the defense. Being a leader is going out, getting your job done, and holding each other accountable. And I think, we both do a great job of that.
How far do you think Vinny's
from
as a run stopper since he's been
around? I mean, Vinny, man, he's been playing great all year. I mean, he plays in the backfield a lot. And, when you got a guy, especially a defensive end, that's sitting hard edges and playing in another team's backfield, the way he has been this year, man, he's becoming, too, his own guy. And, I'm really happy for him. Chris? He's bought, especially coming from New England, his attitude and the way he approached things. Coming from New England, coming off winning the Super Bowl, I think the biggest thing that Chris has brought here is a bunch of leadership, especially being an older guy and, in our room and, not being here, coming in the room with a bunch of new guys, man, he fit, right in. And I think, the thing about Chris is, when he goes out on the field, he means a lot. He don't play a whole lot, but when he is in the game, man, he, he wrecked shop.
What's it like having all those? There's a bunch of guys on this team now that have won Super Bowls, but not him. Chris, Garrett, Donnell's won one. Is that a valuable thing, or is that stuff kind of overrated? Or
Oh, it's very important because, you know, me, myself, I go and talk to those guys. You know, I say, hey, man, what got y'all there? You know, and they just tell you about, you know, just being yourself and, you know, and everybody during the job and not being yourself. And I said earlier this year during training camp, I said, I think this team could be great. And, you know, when I said that, I came back with the only people that can beat us is us. We're the only ones that can get in our way.
Minnesota comes in with the top-ranked defense this year. They have that label. Does that do anything for you guys as a defensive group when you go with, you know, obviously won't be playing them, but having them on the other side and trying to prove it right up to that level?
I mean, as a defensive player, when you got the number one defense coming in, you know, statistically, obviously it fires us up. You know, we know going into this game that whoever defense plays better is going to win the game. And, you know, the way we've been preparing, you know, we won't change nothing that we do. Everybody just go out and, you know, and just beat ourselves.
Good.
Yeah.